For the scripture reading this morning, we'll turn to the book of Judges, chapter 6. Judges, chapter 6, and we'll read from 1, verse 1 through verse 16. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they escaped and camped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Here ends the reading of God's word.
Dear congregation, with the help of the Lord, we want to preach the gospel to you about Judges 6, the verses 12 till 16. Judges 6, the verses 12 till 16. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. We write above the sermon of this morning, The Lord with Gideon. The Lord with Gideon. And we see first his happiness. He was a real happy man. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. That you are a happy man. And you hear this morning, personally apply to your own heart. The Lord is with you. In the second place, we consider his struggle. Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why? Then is all this befallen us? Why? His struggle. Unbelief, darkness, not seeing God, looking into himself, a struggle. All the Lord's people know that struggle between faith and unbelief, doubt, unworthiness, nothing, impossible. That's the human side. But now the divine side is struggle. And in the third place, we consider his mission. Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? My dear children, for you another time, the Lord with Gideon. His happiness, his struggle, and his mission. Dear congregation, there can be a great difference between what we really are, our situation really is, and how we feel. It can happen that you are a happy boy, a happy girl, and that you feel so unhappy, so lost, so left, so guilty, so far away from God. It can happen. For when you are the child of God, really, and you are it or not, it's one of the two. Such as we are here together, it's one of the two. We are happy, perfect happy, eternal happy. We are. Or we are not unhappy. Endless unhappy. It cannot be expressed how unhappy a man is without Christ, without faith, without forgiveness, without living through hope by grace. Cannot be expressed even in words. But the same is, how happy is the Lord's people? When you are born again to a living hope, when your life is hidden in Christ with God, then all the promises of God are for you. I am the Lord, thy God. When that's true, you are so happy. That does not depend on your feeling. That depends on God Himself. His eternal, unchangeable love and faithfulness. And then you can see that this morning. You can feel yourself happy. It's possible that you came to the house of God downcast, maybe doubting. And then the Lord bless His word to you this morning and shows you, you belong to me. I love you with an eternal love. Nobody can separate us and can separate you from my love which is in Christ Jesus. When you can see that this morning, when you can feel that, then you go to your home so much blessed. But nothing makes a man more happy than the feeling of God's love, loving kindness and nearness. And that's the desire of the true Lord's people, to receive that again, again, more, more. That's the hunger of the living soul, to see God, to know Him. Therefore, the apostle encouraged the church of God in the letter to Romans in chapter 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, yes, the devil shall be against us. But his power is limited. It shall finish soon. The world shall hate us. But we shall soon leave the world and they shall leave us. And there shall be an eternal separation. When we are by grace in the throne of God. And our only flesh, our sins and lusts fight against us. But when we blow out our last breath, we shall be delivered, free, perfect, forever and ever filled with God, His love, His glory. And when shall that happen? Within a very short time. How long is our fight and struggle and suffering here? It's only a second, less than a second, compared with eternal glory. Therefore, the apostle admonishes to rejoice in the Lord all the time. For a true Christian has reason enough to rejoice in the Lord, even in the midst of the tribulations. These things we see here in this story. A well-known story, my dear children, you know the story. After the Lord has brought His people out of Egypt and had fulfilled all His promises, for so is the Lord. He is faithful. You can trust Him. He always does what He promised. He brought His people in the promised land. And what did that people? They left the Lord. They served the idols. Why? Idols are beautiful, isn't it, my young people? The idols of this time and this world. Money, sex, a religion in which everything is allowed and permitted. What God has forbidden, and everybody goes to heaven. That's what they think, that's what they teach and preach, and that's what they believe. But it's not the truth, of course. It's the lie. Idols are very sweet for the flesh, our sinful flesh. And we have a lot of opportunity, isn't it? Internet, television, the world, open windows to the world, close them. Let us close them. Open windows to Jerusalem. That was Daniel in Babel. In the midst of all kind of temptations, idols, terrible, not infected. Why not? The fear of God, the love of God, a reality in his heart and life. But the people of God, when they lived there for a while in the promised land, they left the Lord. And then in this portion of the Bible is mentioned another reason. They didn't know the miracles which the Lord has done before. Their religion was a religion of what they heard and not what they experienced. That's very dangerous. That's possible in our time too, of course, and in our churches. Yes, my father, my grandpa, he was such a godly man. He had such nice experiences. He could tell out of his heart and life. It was really impressive. That's nice. But now we, what can we tell by grace to our children? Can they see and hear that religion, true religion, worshipping God in spirit and truth, is a reality in our heart, in our life? Not what we heard a long time ago. Not what we read in beautiful books. It's nice. But we need it for ourselves. The miracles of God. That the dead shall live and the blind shall see. That God is among us, living in us, working in us. His work to his glory. That's what we need. That didn't happen. They didn't like that. They provoked the Lord. And they provoked his spirit. And then the Lord, in his goodness, punished them, chastised them. That's goodness. The Lord didn't let them go in their own way. He let them feel his anger, his wrath against their sins and their idolatry. That's hard. When the children of Israel lived close to the Lord, they could conquer their enemies. They were the strongest. But now, they were weak. The enemies came into their land and conquered them. And what did they do? They cried to the Lord. Oh Lord, help us. Oh Lord, deliver us. And the Lord, in his great mercy, a long suffering, did it. So is the Lord with all your troubles, my young people, with all your pains. You may go to the Lord. There is deliverance. There is an almighty help. But what happened? The Lord delivered. The Lord gave release. What happened then? When the affliction was over, they turned their back to the Lord again. That happened already 5 times. Then we come to the history. 5 times. How long-suffering is the Lord? But there comes an end. That's the warning too. The Lord is patience. The Lord is long-suffering, ready to forgive. But there comes an end. When we harden our hearts again, 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 and never return to the Lord, then the end shall be terrible. But what happens here? The Israelites are under the might of the Midianites. Strong nation. With a big army, they come in the country. They steal everything. They destroy everything. They take everything. Nothing is left. Famine, death, hunger, no food even. Then the children of Israel are crying against to the Lord. And the Lord answers. For they are his people. And he chastised them but doesn't leave them. And he answers by his servant, a prophet. That the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. The Lord reminds them to his blessings, his power, his love for them. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. He reminds them his great might and power to deliver them. For the Egyptians were in that time the strongest nation of the world. They had the strongest army of the world. And drave them out before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. That's the greatest blessing. I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. I admonished you, I warned you, I called you. Seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord. How often, my young people, did you hear it already? How often came the Lord also in this house of prayer to you? Seek the Lord. He set you apart by his sign of covenant. I am the Lord your God. Are you seeking him? Are you loving him? My son, give me your heart. And I warned, said the Lord, fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. That's the reason. And then, after the Lord sent his prophet, it's very special, then the Lord comes himself. For, then we read, and there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, and pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Who is that angel? It is, verse 12, the angel, not an angel, the angel of the Lord. Who is that angel? Verse 14. And the Lord looked upon him. It's the Lord. It's the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Son of God himself. More than often we read it in the Old Testament. That the Lord comes to his people. He came to Abram. as an angel. But it is the angel of the covenant. He came to Jacob, a man who wrestled with sin. I have seen God from face to face. In the distress, in the need, in the guilt of his people comes the Savior, the Lord. And that's so wonderful. And that happens in our life, in our heart, personally, when we are so guilty, when it's so impossible to be saved, when we cannot release ourselves, when we have no hope and courage anymore, and we must confess, it's my own guilt, it's my own sin. And then, so suddenly, so unexpected, so undeserved, so wonderful, comes the Lord Jesus. And he begins to speak to us. Now? Yes, now. For when he sent his word, he comes himself. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in the midst of them. There he is speaking. There he is working. There he is comforting. He is the same today, yesterday, into all eternity. There came the angel of the Lord. And he showed him, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. Thou mighty man of valor. You are a happy man, Gideon. For the Lord, the eternal God, the creator of heaven and earth, the redeemer of his people, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, is with you. That's what he hears from the Lord himself. It's not what he is thinking, not what he is hoping. So many people think and hope and say and take. But the Lord's people can only be satisfied by the Lord himself. Say thou unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Did you ever hear the voice of the Lord? My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Here is a sheep of the Good Shepherd. Here is a child of God, rather a young man. And the Lord comes to him. And the Lord shows him how happy he is. The Lord is with thee. My dear children, you know that the Lord Jesus has a lot of precious names. And every name shows us something of the beauty and the glory of the Lord Jesus. Do you know now what name is hidden in these precious words? The Lord is with thee. The Lord Jesus comes to Gideon as an angel, the angel of the Lord, and he speaks to him. The Lord is with thee. What name becomes visible? Emmanuel, God with Dus, Emmanuel, a beautiful name of Christ. And that name is hidden in this saying, how can the Lord be with us? Because the Lord sent his own Son in the world, poured out all his wrath and anger against our sins upon him. And therefore the Lord can forgive. And therefore the Lord can pour out his love in your heart. And therefore the Lord can make you happy, can grant you forgiveness, peace, all spiritual blessings out of the fullness of Emmanuel. God with us, he is the source and the fountain of all happiness, Christ. Christ is so beautiful, visible in this wonderful, comforting saying. The Lord is with thee. Thou mighty man of valor. That's the promise. Not how he feels, but what the Lord shall make of him. It's possible that the Lord calls us to an office, to a task, and we feel not able to fulfill that. But that's not important, how you feel, what the Lord is willing to make of you. His possibilities. A happy man. A child of God. The Lord is with him. That's unchangeable. That's from eternity into eternity. Nobody can separate him and us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And the Lord shall mightily use him. That makes a man happy too, isn't it? He shall be used to be a great blessing for his people. Let it be our desire too. The need in our time, in our church, is so great. And let it be our prayer that the Lord sent out our sons to preach his glorious gospel, to fight the good fight against the enemies of God, of his church, in a spiritual way. The Lord is mighty. I don't know, I hope so. When there are young men among us with the question and the wrestling, the desire to be used in God's service, to be sent out, and at the same time they feel, I'm not able, I'm not worthy, that never can happen, then I look on myself. That's true. But when the Lord is speaking, the Lord is with thee. Thou mighty man of valor. That's what I shall make of you. It are not your possibilities and your abilities in which you can trust, on which you can rest. It are my possibilities and my abilities which I shall give you. Out of the fullness of Christ. That's the happiness of the Lord's people. But now in the second place we consider his struggle. In the beginning I said unto you already, there's a great difference how we are, can be, and how we feel. Salvation doesn't depend on our feeling. Salvation depends on the faithfulness of God. He never changes. But our feeling is very changeable. For Gideon is very downcast. That's very clear from what he read here. He has no hope at all. He has no courage. He is in a hidden way trying to get some food. Always looking around. Is there the enemy? I'm in danger. Mighty man of valor? A child of God in the nearness of God, protected by the Lord, by the Almighty? It's his situation. But he doesn't see it. There can be such a great darkness in the lives of the Lord's people. There can be such wrong opinion even. For that's what he is fearing. The Lord has left us. The Lord has forsaken us, me. Maybe you know that feeling. It's not strange in the life of the Lord's people. When we left the Lord, it's possible. When we fall in sin, when we live too much in the world, then that feeling can come in us, overcome us. The Lord has forsaken me. My prayers are dead prayers. I have not a real communion with the Lord. I have not no hope. It's so dark. It's so cold. It's so dead. Can such a man, so full of fear, be a child of God? Yes. He is. The Lord is with thee. That's what the Lord is saying. That's his eternal truth. That's his unchangeable love. Thou mighty man of valor. But what is Gideon saying? Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. The Lord is not with us. We cannot see that. We cannot feel that. We feel the opposite. We must notice that there is a difference between what the Lord is saying to Gideon and the answer of Gideon. For the Lord says to Gideon, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee, personal. We need to hear it personal. We need a personal application every time of the love of God to our soul. And that's what we are longing for. When we lost the feeling of it. When we feel sometimes so far from the Lord. Our heart, the deepest of our soul, is crying. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Often we have no words. Only sighs. Unspeakable sighings of the heart which cries for God, the living God. And the Lord answers, the Lord is with thee. And then Gideon answered, if the Lord be with us. There's something beautiful in it. Lord, what I need, need my people too. it's not only me. It's also them. If the Lord be with me, that's not what he's saying. But if the Lord be with us, the Lord has forsaken us. The Lord has forgotten us. Why then is all this befallen us? Why? That's a good question. That's a needed question. And there is a far distance between the Lord and our soul. Why? There is the reason. Not in God. But in themselves. Gideon could know it. But ye have not obeyed my voice. You wandered away from my word. You made a wrong choice for the idols. That's the answer. Why? Is the Lord not the same yet? Yet he is. And he stays the same into all eternity. The miracles of Egypt, can they happen now? They can. And we shall see miracles. Then the Lord is appearing at the last day of judgment. Then the whole world shall lament and weep. Then everybody shall see how wrong they were in leaving such a good Lord, in serving the idols. Every man shall see it at God's time. God is the same. But they left the Lord. Where be all his miracles? That's also the longing of a God-fearing heart. That the Lord shall manifest himself again in his power, in his greatness. You know that longing? Let thy kingdom come. Let it appear to the heathen. Let thy power become visible. Thy miracles. We need miracles. God is a God of miracles. What's a miracle? That's what human speaking is impossible. And the greatest miracle is the miracle of grace. When you go over from death into life. When you are delivered out of the bondage of Egypt. And then you are a pilgrim through the wilderness of this life. Eating the manna, the bread of life. Drinking the waters out of the rock. That were the miracles. They were settled now. They were not so dependent. They could work. They could do it themselves. And they left the Lord. That's human heart. All is evil. And now the Lord, in his great mercy, comes back. Did not the Lord bring us up from us and delivered us? You see here the longing for deliverance. O Lord, thou delivered thy people. And that's a nice thing when we hear of deliverance. When we read of the miracles of God in his word. When we hear how people are released out of the bondage of sin and Satan. When we hear that, that must create a longing in our heart. O Lord, now, in my children, in my heart, in my life, let that miracles come again. Let thy power be made visible again. That's a child of God. He lost his courage. He lost his hope. It's dark in his soul. And even the voice of the Lord cannot really lift him up now. For that's, of course, a strange reaction. When the Lord himself comes to him and speaks to him, the Lord is with thee. O man, mighty man of valor. That's his word. But he is so in darkness and so far away that he don't really realize who he is, who is speaking with him. And that the word of Christ is not really immediately changing his heart, his opinion. Out of the depth, his courageless, his hopelessness, he is pouring out his heart before the Lord. That's the way. That's the way. Pour out your whole heart. How it really is in your own experience, all your doubts, all your fears, all your impossibilities, bring it honestly to the Lord. Gideon, he pours out his heart. That's what he's doing. Pour out thy whole heart before the Lord. All what's in it, all your sins, all your troubles, all your needs, go to him. Tell it him. He is the Almighty to save you, to release you, to change it, so that his own word becomes powerful reality in your heart. And what we see here, the great patience of the Lord Jesus. He shows Gideon what he is in the sight of God. And Gideon, he does not really accept it now. And yet the Lord does not reject him, but is continuing in comforting him, going forwards with him and bringing him at a place where he has to be. That long suffering, that patience of the Lord, that is amazing. We see it also when the Lord Jesus was on the earth, how he dealt with his disciples. So much he suffered from them. And now we see here the same. What is man? And the Lord looked upon him. Most translations, also the Dutch, but also the most English translations, use here another word. And the Lord turned to him, so that he could see the Lord better. Maybe in his feeling it was a man who was speaking with him. He didn't recognize the angel of the Lord. But now in verse 14 we read, and the Lord. So the Lord revealed himself clearer to Gideon. We read the same by example when the Lord Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection at the Sea of Galilee, that they worshipped him, and then we read, but some of them doubted. Some of the disciples, when they saw Jesus. And how did the Lord take away their doubt? Coming nearer, revealing himself more clear to their soul. And that's what's happening here. the Lord turned to him. The Lord looked upon him. And it became clear for him that it is the Lord who was speaking to him. And that makes a change. When you can believe it is from the Lord himself what I hear. He applies it by his Holy Spirit to my heart. Now it's personal. Now it's for me. The answer of the Lord is that he turns to him, looks upon him. And now the Holy Bible says, not the angel, but the Lord. And then the Lord with capital letters. The eternal God of the covenant, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit looks upon him in favor, in love, shows him his loving kindness out of the fullness of Christ. Happy man, happy boy, happy girl. When that happens in our life, what the apostle says in a New Testamentical way, it pleased the Lord to reveal his Son in me. Then our eyes see the King in his beauty, and when his voice comes powerfully in our soul, and then it's clear, it's the Lord himself. I don't deceive myself. It's his voice. It's his work. It's his love. And that's for a sinner as I am. That makes really happy. And so the Lord is continuing, turning to him, looking upon him, and said, gave him, that's our third thought, his mission. And said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee a powerful mission? Here a weak man alone, full of fear in himself, totally impossible. There comes the voice of the Lord. Go, in this thy might. In this thy might. Thou mighty man of valor. Might of God. Might of Christ. The might of the Holy Spirit. All things are possible. Invincible becomes Gideon. By this word of the Lord. By this mission of the Lord. For that's the great difference. Also in the calling to the ministry. Are we really called? Do we have our mission of the Lord? Then we shall receive the strength of the Lord. And he shall give us what we need. In his time. Then we shall never be alone. Also when we can feel otherwise. But reality is and stays the same. The Lord has said, it's his work, it's his mission. That makes the difference. That makes the eternal difference. Is it a work of man in our life? Or is it a work of God? And when we go out, are we going out sent out by him? Or not really? And then you should expect maybe that Gideon's heart should be filled now with hope and faith and strength. But not yet. It comes. It comes. But not yet. And he said unto him, O my Lord. Do you hear? That's a very precious word. Maybe you remember, my children. I noticed that more than once. The word my. there is a change. Oh my Lord. That's wonderful. Then you can say, oh my God. Oh my Lord. Do you feel the tender tie of love and faith? There is really a change. The word is by the Spirit working, going through in his heart. He is not longer alone. He is not longer left. He can say, oh my Lord. That's precious. That's really wonderful. That's a blessed change in his heart. Wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. He doesn't say, I cannot go. He doesn't say, I will not go. But he honestly says, Lord, I have no possibility. I have no strength. I have no name. I am not a man who can be a leader. I have nothing. Nothing. It must be only thine strength. It must be only thine glory. For in me is nothing. There is no possibility and ability in myself. Is that not the way in which the Lord makes people useful? Is that not the way it is by which the Lord makes his people able to receive his grace, his strength? We have so many possibilities. We can this, we can that, we can do. And so we continue in our unbelief, false hope. We can do nothing but sinning. We have nothing. Oh Lord, it can be done only by thy strength, by thy grace. That's the way in which the Lord is teaching Gideon. And Gideon shall deliver his people. All the glory is for the Lord only. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. Again, repeated. Emmanuel, I am be with thee. God with us. God in us. And then ye can be saved easily. Then you can conquer all the enemies of your soul easily. Then you shall overcome. Then you can live. Then you can die. Then you can do all what you have to do. I am with thee. And so the Lord repeats his promise and brings it deeper and deeper in the heart of his child. I am with thee. And thou shalt conquer the Midianites, smite the Midianites as one man. There are 135,000. An enormous army. But they shall be as one man. Nothing. Compared with the might, the power, the love of God. And so he can go. With the promise of the Lord. With the happiness of the Lord in his heart. And so he can fight the good fight. And so he can go. We can leave this house of God when we heard this for our own heart. The Lord is with thee in Christ, O my Lord. Happy man, happy child. It doesn't depend on your feeling. It depends only on the Lord. His eternal love, His unchangeable love, and within short time we shall have the full eternal victory. For Christ's sake. Amen. Let us thank and pray now. Eternal God, loving Father, blessed Son, Holy Spirit, we thank Thee for this wonderful word, Thy word, that Thou speaks to a sinner. The Lord is with Thee. That where we have nothing, Thou hast and givest everything, so that we can go forward in Thy strength, by Thy love, with Thy almighty help. O Lord, let this word go with us in our hearts, in our lives, that we may practice it in our daily work and life, and that we may work with Thee. The Lord is with Thee, that we may overcome all our enemies, and that we may follow Thee, close to Thee, O blessed Savior. Lord, help us the rest of this Thy holy day, in the afternoon, in all the opportunities to spread Thy word, and bring us back again in love and hunger at the night of this Thy day, and bless us out of the fullness of Christ. Lord, pardon all our sins, also of this service in speaking and listening, and look upon us in our praying and thanking High Priest. Amen.